You ever wonder if anybody can hear you when you're speaking? My name is Lena. We are in episode number 3 of Summer of Hope. We're studying the book of Psalms. Welcome back. And I'm going to hit it right off the bat. Let me read Psalms 4. I've called today's teaching, Can Anyone Hear Me Out There? Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Selah. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. This is a psalm written by David to the choir master with stringed instruments. We know that David was a shepherd boy, spent so much time in the fields making music to God, which I believe came in handy to him when he was the king of Israel facing all kinds of challenges. And yet he, like us, would go through seasons in life where he'd be like, God, can you even hear me? And so I've come up with 3 application points here that I believe will encourage you to hang on to hope when you feel like God isn't listening. Number one, there are seasons in life when it feels like God does not hear me at all. I've been there. I go there over and over again where I pray and I think, God, am I speaking to myself or can you hear me out there? But here's the key, and here's what we see in the Psalms over and over again. We see a man of faith who is constantly affirming the truth. So faith affirms that God hears me, even when it feels like he isn't hearing me. You'll go through seasons of life where it feels like God isn't hearing, but we know the truth. We know who God is. So faith affirms that God hears, even when it feels like he's not. Faith reviews all that God has done for me in the past and hopes for more of his goodness in the future. We see this trajectory of David's mind and heart as he comes to God and sort of starts with this question, Answer me when I call, God. In other words, he's like, are you hearing? Answer me. And then he says, he goes, I know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. He's reaffirming faith. And then he's walking through the good times and the bad times. And you see this review of all God has done for him in the past with the promise of what's to come in the future. Are you building a history with God by looking at all the ways that he's answered you in the past? Even when others might look at your life and question, is God going to show up in your life? You're like, man, I know he will because he's done it in the past. And then in verse 4, be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Faith recognizes that feelings are fleeting and refuses to react according to them. You get angry about things in life, but don't sin. This is Ephesians 4:32. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. What God is saying is, man, we're really using David to show us, man, it's okay to have emotion. It's okay to be upset about the difficult circumstances in your life, but quiet down, be still, be silent. There are times when it's better not to speak, to turn those words that you want to share with others and just put them at the feet of the Lord and speak to his ears instead. Listen, he hears you. Question isn't, does he hear? He hears. It just feels like he doesn't sometimes. So there are seasons in life when it feels like God does not hear me at all. Don't panic during those seasons. Don't lose hope. Here's a second big idea. There are seasons in life that must lead me to resolve that God's word is true no matter how I feel. That is maturity. That is when you grow up in Christ, is when you're like, man, I know I don't feel it. I know my circumstances don't show it, but I resolve to believe that God is good and that his promises will come to pass according to his word. That is the flourishing life of Psalms chapter 1. A life that is set apart is that life, the life that has given myself to the Lord and to know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. That concept of being set apart is what discipleship is. If you've given your life to Jesus, if you call yourself a Christian, you have been set apart. Now we get in seasons where we backslide and we become lukewarm in our love for the Lord. And be reminded today, if you're listening to my voice, and maybe God is, verse 3 says, the Lord hears when I call to him. Maybe he's calling to you and reminding you, man, you've been set apart. A life that is set apart is a life that endures all seasons with God. God's not going to let you go. He's got his hand on you. A life of resolve recognizes that the struggle is only meant to make me stronger. So those seasons in life when you're questioning God, make it a point, a resolve to hope because of who he is, because of what he's done. And lastly, there are seasons in life where I must declare that God is good no matter what. This is what David is doing here. He ends with a note of hope. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. So he starts going, answer me, God, answer me, answer me. And he ends with, I'm going to put my head and rest, for you alone make me well in safety. Even when others cannot see God's goodness in my life, I will still believe him. Even when others point to your life and go, man, I'm not sure why you're a Christian. David looks and says, I know I'm a Christian and I've got a deep joy in my heart. Even when my circumstances don't bring me joy, God's presence is my joy. And even when external peace is elusive, God's presence is our peace. Do you know his peace like that? Is he settling your heart with his presence? Hey, there's hope in the Lord no matter what you're going through right now. He hears you no matter how you feel today. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you turn to him today and know that he hears you when you call to him. I'll catch you again tomorrow.